Murder was the case that they gave me.
What?
Murder was the case that they gave me.
Who?
The judge was the guy that gave it to me.
Where?
In the courtroom that he adjourned.
Why?
Because I killed a guy. Because I murdered him.
What was the weather?
It was partly sunny with a 50% chance of rain. There were no windows in the courtroom. I couldn't quite see the thing.
What was the billboard hit of the day?
It was murder was the case that they gave me.
But we're recording it right now. I don't want to get into a whole thing with you. We're recording this right now. How could it be the song of the day?
I know you don't quite understand time travel, but I'll legitimately explain it to you. But I try to explain it to you.
What was the dollar's value against a pound that day?
At that time, it was 2.5 to $1.
That's pretty good.
I should move to London.
Remember several episodes back, I came up with a brilliant set of characters. A little duo I like to call Sally and Manili.
Oh my gosh, I completely forgot about them. Eh? I did like them though.
Well,
I'm Sally.
And I'm Manili.
Right?
I'm Bocce.
Right. Well, I got a new character.
Oh, okay, good.
Swine. Woo. It's a pig that just flew away. But like, it's always just flying away.
And then it's the whole when pigs fly joke.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
It's brilliant.
It
it's
is
a flying
brilliant.
Pig.
It's a flying pig.
But
and how about he makes like sound like a fly too?
Yeah, because flies are dirty.
Yeah.
And then Sally and Manili are like, hey, swine.
Hey, it's swine flu. He flew away.
And maybe it's swine flow.
Okay, yeah, yeah, like flow.
Like kiss my grits. Like maybe it's flow
okay.
from Alice's, or what was that show?
Alice Diner?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Like maybe it's her,
okay.
voice.
Yeah.
With the big hair.
Yeah.
But with wings. Still.
And then flying around.
Yeah. And she's like.
And then lands. And they're like,
and
hey, swine flow.
And
she's
then
like.
And someone sneezes and she says, kiss my grits.
No,
oh, wait, no
she, that's voice is too close. You got to be like, you know.
Kiss my grits. Kiss my grits. Hey, kiss my grits, Mel. Hey, Mel. Huh? Is that good?
Yeah. Melanoma.
Okay. That's not really, yeah. Yeah, I like it, though. Yeah. Hey, Melanoma.
Or malignant.
Hey, Sally. Hey, Manili.
Hi, Manili.
I've been really busy.
Why's that, swine flu?
I was in Mexico for a while, but then I visited the States.
We I don't think they wanted you to, though.
Oh, they can kiss my grits. Yeah. So, anyway. So, I don't want to go into this whole swine flu thing, but I thought, you know.
I like
hey,
it.
You know, this is, I'm thinking about.
I like it.
Writing
when
the Hanna-Barbera.
Do you know what? Minimally, this should be, I mean, have you driven on the highway and you see those billboards for like aggressive drivers,
yeah,
and it's like that weird
no
monster
sense.
Thing,
right? The ones that looks like they thought they had a much bigger budget, so they got a claymation artist to create some characters,
or like Pixar and ex Pixar worker,
and they're like, oh crap, it costs this much just for the model? Slap it on a billboard,
yeah, and then just put aggressive driver in like block letters, like it doesn't
people
even make sense.
People will make their own story,
yeah,
people
like
aren't dumb.
Like I feel like there was totally gonna be. Like a whole commercial where they were going to be like, you know, like those commercials for like, what is that one? Mucinex or something where he's like, I'm ain't living in your chest.
Right, yeah.
Like I thought it was going to be like him being like, I'm an aggressive driver.
Yeah, yeah. It could even have been as blatantly a ripoff of the Mucinex.
Right,
thing.
Right.
But
they never got a chance to get to the commercials. They
just, like, just put it on a billboard. Look, we own it. That's all we can afford.
Because I saw one. There's like there's one for like people on a cell phone or like people aren't paying attention.
Yeah,
and it's like a different one. It's like green.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's got a bunch of ears or something. It's like a weird thing.
Do you think they think it's going to like take off with kids?
And if so, they're like scary looking.
But if so, like what? They're like so kids are going to like it. give or take 12 years or so, going to have some safe drivers out there.
Yeah, or maybe really bad drivers. We know they'll be like, I love aggressive driving.
Yeah. It's like, we know how well it worked for the California Raisins. I mean, kids, like 30-year-olds, they're so regular now because that's all they do is
they're
eat raisins.
They're so regular. Yeah, I mean, they're just like...
Just look at the amount of toilet paper that's being sold.
Right. Well, think about this. Raisin Bran used to have one scoop of raisins. Now it has two.
Two.
Because they had to increase the raisins.
Because kids love that.
Right. They wanted the raisins. Also because of the bran side of the cereal is terrible.
Right.
Without the raisins, it's not good.
And they usually just pick out the raisins and throw away the bran.
That is very true.
But usually you dump
and
out
also,
that first...
And also, usually you don't eat Raisin Bran. You just eat, like, Lucky Charms.
Or you don't even eat that. You eat a Western breakfast burrito bran. Sheets.
The one that's rolling on the roller.
Yeah, the tornado. The breakfast tornado from Tom's.
Tom's!
Tom's is a, it's the worst, the lowest of the low. It's like the worst gas station that wants to be a Sheets.
Yeah.
But they just, they're like, we'll get the made to order, but we'll just put everything on the roller. Like,
right.
You can order a hot dog.
It's made to order in the sense that I'm taking it off the roller when you order it.
Right.
And so you're making me do that.
So, like, you push the button for a turkey sub.
Right.
I will go into the refrigerator.
pull out a pre-made turkey sub
that's been in there for 3 days.
Tom's Cafe. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
But it's like they try so hard. Like,
that is a terrible place.
It's the worst.
I have never been to a Tom's and went away like, oh, that was fun.
Never. Never, ever. I've always... You know, there's the only thing I can say
right.
is their candy selection seems to be bigger
yeah.
than most other places.
Interesting.
But that's not
Keep
anything
that
they're doing. Like, but
right.
if they should at least, like, push that in.
Right.
It, you know what I mean? Like,
we got lots of candies.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So.
Good.
Oh, that's good. That is good. People are going to love that.
Yeah, I like it. So, yeah. Yeah, but anyway, billboards, you just have Sally and Minnelli,
yeah.
you know, and they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
be careful of us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can have some commercials that are like,
oh,
hey, kids.
It'd be funny right now if we already established the Sally and Minnelli billboards to have, to make it look like Flo bust through the billboard. Like she
oh, I love
through,
it.
And it's
yes.
like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Or, wait, I forget the voice already. I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm
Kiss
here.
My grits.
Kiss my grits.
Yeah, it's perfect. Like and like one of those.
You gotta have fun with it. You
yeah,
know?
Really.
Pandemics. You can't not.
That word is pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the fact that there is a video game company called Pandemic.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah, it is a good word.
Yeah.
Pandemic. It's a pandemic.
Yeah.
You know.
It sounds like something like.
That's what the guy should. Should it, the guy who sells like cookware?
I was gonna say William Sonoma should have like a big
yeah.
pandemic sale.
Come on down. We're selling. Not that William Sonoma would talk like they'd be like this. Yes, come on down. You have very expensive cookware. It's a pandemic. Yeah.
If we could invite you in, as opposed to just let anybody in, we would.
Yeah. Unfortunately, unless you have a gilded invitation, you shall not be let into the pandemic. Have some of our some of our peppermint bark at Christmas time.
Try some of our hot chocolate. That's $30 a can.
Yeah. Try some of our hot chocolate, and if you are truly a connoisseur, you will buy our whipped cream and flame torch for your kitchen so that you can brown the marshmallow that you put on top.
Hey, who doesn't need a pocket knife sized salt grinder? Who doesn't?
That has a light on the end. Oh, that's great.
$500 for one pot. I don't think that's bad.
That's a pot-demic. But yeah, so then I don't really care the answer to this, but there is a difference between an epidemic and a pandemic, I'm guessing, right?
I guess.
I don't really care what the reason is, but
one's
like
one's epic.
Right. No, I don't think it's epidemic.
No, it is.
But is it
it's
like
epa.
Epi like EpiPen? Like the like what is that that you get when you have allergies?
Isn't it adrenaline? Isn't that what's in an EpiPen?
No, it's not for restarting your heart.
Well, yeah.
It's got like Benadryl in it or something.
Rent the movie Crank 2. It's not. It's in the theater today. It'll be out tomorrow.
He was dead, but he got better.
He got better.
I got better. That's what I think of when I see that. He was a newt, but he got better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's great. I like it. Let's go forward.
Okay.
With that campaign.
Greenlighting this project?
I'm greenlighting it. This is Project Greenlight.
Yeah. Speaking of the swine flu. Now, I was at Borders.
Yeah.
And now, this was maybe 3 days after it hit, which it spread quickly, but it was
And it's over now. I mean, like let's admit that we're not like that behind on the times.
You still hear stuff about it though.
Well, no, I mean, like they're already like starting to, like, Mexico's already saying that it's declining and stuff. So okay. I mean, just so that we don't seem like too like out of touch.
Right.
It's not we're like swine flu, like we're at the tail end of it, and we're like, yeah. Oh my God, we're all gonna die.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm at Borders like one or 2 days, like when it first hit, but it was still nowhere near here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was, I don't think it had even hit maybe it was in New York, but it hadn't hit New Jersey or anywhere.
Right.
So, I'm there and I'm at Barnes and Noble and there's one lady.
Right.
But it's not like she was there buying a book.
Right.
She was there. No. Hanging out in the coffee shop.
No.
Reading.
And she had a...
She had a mask on.
Nice.
Oh, so, granted. Okay, you're scared you're going to get swine flu.
Enough to wear a mask in public.
Fine.
Don't go out of the house.
Or go out of the house with a purpose. Not to just hang out at Barnes & Noble so everyone can see that you're scared of the swine flu.
Maybe she was reading about swine flu.
But, like, why didn't she buy the magazine?
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you just go, pick up what you need, and then leave?
Yeah.
And, like, then read it at home.
No, I'm going to hang out here where there's people milling about constantly. I was just like,
that's
the dumbest thing.
Is pretty dumb.
It's like, what kind of attention? Oh, look, she's on top of things. She is ready for the swine flu.
I love it. I love people. It gives me joy to see these people running around with their masks on.
Let's just let everyone know, though, we are both wearing masks right now.
Right, absolutely.
Because we don't really trust each other. That's more like, just more about us, though.
We bought these special microphones that actually are built into the mask.
Yeah.
So that we don't actually, because otherwise, like, if we didn't, it would, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't
but
like that.
These kind of look
so
like
we got these
picture,
masks.
Top Gun.
Yes.
It's just like...
Very much.
Just like the guy who paints the plane, the one he would wear.
Yes.
Not Tom Cruise. And the guy who would maybe be... Like, you don't see him in the movie, but the guy that paints the plane gray.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to... Can't we... Even though they totally look like that...
Right.
Can't we tell the listeners they look like Tom Cruise's mask? Because
well,
that's pretty cool.
I mean, we're wearing the fighter pilot helmets. I don't think that we have to have the masks on, too. Iceman. That was loud. That made my teeth hurt. That was for real.
We'll be right back.
Stick it, baby.